This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Government still partially shut down. And a student with a little bit of an incident with a Native American activist has been the buzz in my backyard and your backyard. And boy, oh boy, this is an interesting story and one that has just absolutely exploded. Nick Sandman, in fact, was on the Today Show and told host Savannah Guthrie that he wishes he and his classmates had walked away from what happened that sparked this debate across the country. Nick was one of many of these students wearing a red Make America Great hat. Again, we're going to flush that a little bit more for you. Hey, hey, Kate Delaney broadcasting from Dallas, Texas here with my show America Tonight. So Justin Duckham joins us from the nation's capital with Talk Media News. Justin, obviously in D.C., this was a story, too, about the confrontation with Nick Sandman and the other guys that had the red hats. And this, of course, happened at a rally in Washington. Explain that a little bit more.
Well, this is something that took place at the March for Life, which is the annual event where pro-life groups come into D.C., pretty much take over the nation's capital for a day or so and hold their rally on the Mall. And initially, this lit up social media after there was a video of this incident that, frankly, was pretty heavily edited and made it look very clearly like it was the teenagers surrounding the Native American activist Nathan Phillips and basically taunting and harassing him. Throughout the weekend, we saw some additional videos coming out that showed a little bit more nuance, to say the least. This showed that there was a group called the Black Israelites, who are sort of a provocative street demonstration religious sect here in D.C. and across the East Coast that's pretty well known for yelling people and trying to get a rise out of it. We saw Nathan Phillips approaching the teenagers, and that was where the video that really got a lot of attention kind of picked up from. So both parties are saying that they were trying to defuse the situation, but overall we are seeing people basically going back to, you know, their partisan positions for how exactly they want to interpret it now that we have additional video for it. And the president himself ended up and last night pretty much tweeting his support for the teenagers and blaming the media for taking this out of context. So this has been one of the more controversial issues over a, you know, in the grand scheme of things, a relatively small incident, but something that has basically played to a lot of attention that exists in the country right now.
Yeah. We're not going to solve that here. We'll talk about it and flush open those phone lines, too, for anyone out there listening, 855-266-5283. And I like how you said that it was heavily edited, and, of course, that makes a big difference there. Not edited is how vocal people are about this partial shutdown. And now you have Mitch McConnell that's going to – he's allowing votes on these competing bills to end the shutdown, but no go, you know, these separate votes on a plan that includes the $5.7 billion for the border wall. What's going on with that?
So on Thursday, we are going to have two pieces of legislation. One of those is going to be the bill that Trump has called for that would essentially build the wall and reopen the government. And the other one is a continuing resolution that does not have funding for the wall. It looks like right now that both of these are going to fail. The wall portion is not going to get support from Democrats, and Republicans are not going to be able to get the 60 and Democrats are not going to be able to get the 60 votes needed for the basic blank bill that would just offer a continuing resolution and open things up. So it looks like the government shutdown is going to continue, and I know I've said this many times in your show since this took place over 32 days ago, but yet again, we are in a position where there really is no clear-cut path forward.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's a fork in the road, but it's in every direction. It's the craziest thing when you think about it. I mean, listen, we've had showdowns before. There have been shutdowns, but this is the longest. What does your gut tell you? Because as a member of the media in Washington, this has to be always the topic of conversation.
Well, before I start this, I should probably point out that before the shutdown happened, I went on their show and said that I thought it wasn't going to take place, and that there was going to be a last-minute solution to avoid that from taking place. So I was absolutely wrong there. And my gut feeling basically for this is that, it's going to go on for longer than is comfortable, not just for the federal workers, but for a lot of people who are just watching this and wondering what exactly this means for our country. And sort of a not safe bet, but I guess the consensus in D.C. is it's going to go on until something bad happens, until we have an issue with, food inspection with the USDA, or until we have an issue with TSA, or until, we have a certain subsection of workers like the IRS and the TSA just pretty much effectively going on strike. And when that happens, that will certainly change the political calculus. But absent of that, there just doesn't seem to be much incentive for either party to shift their positions on this. The president has been very vocal about what he wants. Pelosi is very vocal about her opposition to the wall. She is bolstered by winning back the lower chamber. And, generally in that situation, you expect a president to triangulate or change his legislative agenda when you lose control of one chamber. But nobody really seems to be altering their positions on this very much, and that could spell bad news down the road.
Yeah, boy, needless to say, it certainly does spell bad news, or could spell worse news. Who knows? Like you said, we've been talking about this for a very, 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 very long time. What else is shaking? What do you think is the biggest thing happening in D.C. that most people aren't talking about?
Well, the biggest thing that nobody's talking about, I guess, we have some conversations going over this, but nobody is really able to give a clear answer. So I'm going to go with that, which is what exactly is going to happen with the State of the Union address. We have Pelosi basically sticking by her call for the president to postpone it. And then we had, some signs coming out of the White House today that they are planning on giving a State of the Union address. And they are, in fact, eyeing the Capitol. They are apparently doing a walkthrough with the Sergeant at Arms, according to some, reporting that's come out today. There have been offers for it to be held in the Senate well instead of the House chamber. There have been some other far-fetched plans going around behind the scenes, like the president maybe going to a state legislature and giving a speech at the urging of a certain governor. But nobody's really exactly sure what's going to happen. And that uncertainty, coupled with the government shutdown, really just paints a very depressing picture of politics in D.C. right now. It's a very troubling time.
Boy, no kidding. All right, Justin, as always, thanks so much. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Kate.
You too. Justin Duckham, he joins us, as do many others from Washington, from Talk Media News, to talk about what's happening, whether it's the White House, Pentagon, etc., whatever emanates from there that affects you and me. Famous singer in the news. We'll tell you why on the flip side.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health? Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
That's my reference to a well-known singer, and so many rumors always pop up whenever he celebrates a birthday as to whether or not Steve Perry's even around. 70 years old, swinging through another day. Net worth for Steve Perry, $115 million. Singer, songwriter, musician, really the face of Journey, let's face it. He was the lead singer of the band. And then decided enough was enough, and then that was it. But you think of favorite songs and the top 10 Journey songs. I mean, the classics that people know that you still hear. If you listen to XM, terrestrial radio, any of that, you'll hear Love and Touch and Squeeze. And, of course, Stone in Love is another one you hear. Separate Ways. Feeling That Way, that would be on the list too, obviously, Open Arms. And I've seen Journey in concert a zillion years ago, and it was really pretty spectacular. So really hard rockers I knew and people that liked other genres of music, they really embraced this guy. So Andy, our technical maestro, is the music man himself. Andy, did you like Journey? Do you like Steve Perry?
Yeah, I think Steve Perry's great. Journey's one of the best bands.
Do you have a favorite song? Love and Touch and Squeeze In, Wheel in the Sky? No?
Probably Don't Stop Believing. I know that that's cliche.
Yeah, boy. Yeah. Don't stop believing. That's like used in different political campaigns, and the Clintons used it. When Bill Clinton was elected, they used to play that on campaign stops. But Steve Perry, 70 years old. No matter how old you are, that's like a marker. His birthday is a mile marker. Because where were you when you saw Journey, heard Journey the first time, etc., and your age? It's an age marker, I guess, or a mile marker. Same thing, right? So welcome to Odds and Ends. And Odds and Ends means so much slips through the cracks, right? Obviously, the government closed, the shutdown. I went through TSA in Tampa, Florida today, and I saw some really strained workers, the face of a few workers. I asked a couple, how you doing? You know, okay, hanging in. They seemed to be pleasant enough, but the lines were pretty long. Not so much the breeze-through line, but the line started to get stacked up, and there was no rush to move anyone through the line. And can you blame them? Imagine going to work and not getting paid. Have you ever been in that situation? And if you have, and I have, it's been a while, a very, very long time, and it's the hang in there, it's a startup. But in this case, it's no startup. It's the government and the TSA and the guys in the tower in some cases, the prison workers. There's so many spots. And of course, we keep thinking about the Coast Guard. And the Coast Guard, ultimately, the guys who are there on the shores going out and saving people and looking for missing boats and all that, they're suffering. I mean, they are suffering. I told you my personal story about the Coast Guard, but you got service members that are relying on food pantries. And the commander of the U.S. Coast Guard said on Tuesday that it's unacceptable for the Coast Guard to be in this circumstance. He said, we're 5+ weeks into the anxiety and stress of this government lapse on your non-pay. That was Commandant Admiral Carl Schultz. He did it in a video tweeted out as a message to service members. And he said, you as members of the armed forces should not be expected to shoulder this burden. He said that the Coast Guard leadership team stand in awe of your continued dedication to duty and resilience and that of your families. He said he was heartened by the outpouring of support from local communities across the nation, but ultimately he finds it unacceptable that Coast Guard men and women have to rely on food pantries and donations to get through day-to-day life as service members. The Coast Guard has a civilian workforce of 8,000 who work alongside uniformed guys and women. So on January 15th, thousands of active duty Coast Guard service members didn't get their paychecks for the first time in history. U.S. service members weren't paid. Wow. And think of that, you know. Can't do the IOU thing, and those pantries really have supported a lot of people. So the good news is that's happening. The bad news is that we're in this situation in the first place and something's got to give. Eventually, we are stretching this so beyond the capabilities of what's right for people who are in positions where they can mean life and death for fellow Americans. That doesn't make me feel good. Doesn't make me feel good at all. Wonder what it'd be like for people who heard the story of Miguel Cabrera, for men who've heard the story of Miguel Cabrera and wondered if they could end up in this situation. The fooling around sometimes can cost you because this is crazy. The Detroit Tigers first baseman, his off-field fiasco has finally blown up in his face. A Florida judge ordered him to pay $20,000 a month in child support to an ex-mistress he fathered two children with and pay off her nearly $1 million mansion by July. Wow. How about that? That went under the wire. So what does he have to pay? He's got to pay health care, private tuition, daycare, extracurricular activities, vacations for the two kids, $20 a month. And Belkis Rodriguez is the woman's name. She lives in a gated community in Orlando with the kids. Has to pay the attorney fees. She made out. And of course, she has his kids. And it was revealed that the two kids that he fathered with her, the boy is 6, the girl is 3. And I guess they're going to have equal vacations, whatever that means. And this was a 10-year-old paternity case. I mean, a real slugfest in court. Rodriguez continually trying to find out how much money Cabrera spent on his wife and children. Wow. Can you imagine what this was like in Cabrera's current life? Guess what? I'm going to be writing some very, very big checks to the ex-mistress, not ex-wife. How do you feel about that? Ooh. I know some people that wouldn't want to see that money slip through their fingers, but, I mean, they're his kids, and they proved they're his kids, period. There's no getting around that, right? No, none whatsoever. It is kind of a technology Tuesday, so a quick nod to Target and Taco Bell. Why? What do they have in common? They're both taking Apple Pay. And do I care about Apple Pay? Am I being paid to mention them on the air? No. But what's really cool about that is how easy it is. Boom, 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 you're in and out. No messing around with digging around, looking for cards, that kind of stuff. So think of the Target stores. There's over 1,800 Target stores. And then they'll probably really streamline that process so it'll be nice and smooth. But it's so odd that, okay, so Target and then Taco Bell is the other one. Let's make a run to the border. And we've got Apple Pay in our back pockets. How easy will that be? And here's the thing. What's the incentive to use the Target when you have to move to something else? And the incentive is you get 5% discounts and all kinds of other perks. They're trying to get people to really buy into it. So a forking of, you're going to like this Apple Pay, you're going to like this Apple Pay. It makes it so much easier when you're checking out and so much faster. But the problem is you have people surrounding you that don't do it. I think it's pretty smart technology, though, and pretty safe, very safe technology. When we come back, we're diving into the mailbag. Hang with us.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Capitol Hill lawmakers will make an effort to reopen the federal government on Thursday. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has set two bills for a vote. The first will be on President Trump's proposal that includes $5.7 billion for his border wall. It also temporarily extends some protections to some immigrants. If it fails, the Senate will vote on the second proposal. This one will reopen the federal government for 3 weeks while the border security issues are debated. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer urges fellow senators to support the second measure.
Isn't there a way to get government services open first and then debate what we should do for border security? Well, now there's a way.
Both measures would require 60 votes to pass. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You have mail, mistress.
Yes, yes, yes. We're heading to the mailbag. I was over anxious. Is that a word? Maybe I'll coin it, right? You look in Webster's Dictionary, you wouldn't believe some of the words in there, like ginormous and awesome sauce. I've never heard a grown man say awesome sauce. Andy, do you use the word awesome sauce?
No, but I use the word possum sauce.
That's not getting in the dictionary, just so you know. I don't think so. You can hold on to that one. There's no chance of
that. You said awesome sauce is in the dictionary?
It is.
That's weird.
Awesome sauce. Yeah. Ginormous is there, too, because here's what happens. It becomes so much part of the culture that the word is used so much that the way the dictionary is, the expansion of words, there are words that are listed, and they come out with the words, maybe 10 of them or so, every single year. And the words that come out are words that often you hear flowing on the train or walking down the street or people in your crowd start to use them. They start to crop up, and they get adopted, if you will, and say them enough. Or they sound good, and all of a sudden, other people are saying them, too. All right, so nobody asked anything about words this time around. It is all about the war over the government and the partial shutdown and what's going to happen next. I got this one from Judy who says, Kate, my best friend's son is in the Coast Guard, and the struggle is real, sister. This is not an easy time for those families who are trying to readjust how they're living and not well beyond their means, just trying to stretch whatever it is that they're doing and having to pay all these debts that even if they're conservative with their money. How can you blame them when they weren't making a lot in the first place? Yeah, how can you blame? Well, there's no blame. It is sad is what it is. That's it. I mean, that's the answer. Here's what Covington says, too. He says, Kate, I've seen this before, but a partial government shutdown that is just affecting a handful of workers for a handful of days or even a week or 13 days, for goodness sake, is one thing to make the point, and I get it. But to make people twist in the wind and then want them to be polite when you go through TSA lines and then have to do their jobs where they can barely afford to put in gas in their car is just outrageous to me. I mean, absolutely outrageous. What do you think? I think it's terrible. I mean, I think it's terrible that they're the pinballs in the middle of this, and they're just going off of one, bouncing off of one side to the other, waiting, and trying to juggle. A lot, actually, what's happened, a lot of people, if they're able to do it, they're driving Ubers. So they become Uber drivers so they can pick up some cash. And imagine the stress of that. And especially, well, it doesn't matter. Single, married, children, it's got to be stressful. It's just stressful. How long does this go? I think it could go a long time. I said that in the very beginning. I really do. I think this could go for weeks on end. And if, you know, you get by one pay period, then you go to another pay period, and then all of a sudden it's your two pay periods in the hole. That's not a good thing. All right, how about this one? This one is from Stephen. He says, Kate Delaney, I know that besides politics and business, you love them sports. Who dat? I am a Saints fan, and I am still upset about what happened in the NFC Championship game. There is no question about it. The Rams got lucky, not taking anything away from the way they play, but that was a bogus end of that game that should not have happened. What in the world were those referees thinking? What could they possibly be thinking? Well, that's a good question. What could they possibly be thinking? And then you have Zuerlein's 57-yard kick that, of course, is the longest, makes it boom, they're in for the Rams, and they got the chance. And sadly, it does feel like it was stolen. It does feel like they're – I shouldn't say stolen, because I think that officiating always comes into play. In some sense, and when I say always comes into play, not necessarily completely determining the outcome. In this case, it did, and I don't know for sure that they would have won, but it looked that way to me. I mean, if I had a crystal ball, and if I was going to look at it, this would be the time to look at it. You know what's interesting? After the Saints got screwed up, there was New Orleans, that road sign, the New Orleans road sign, sending a message to the NFL, and let me tell you what happened first if you don't know. So what happened is not a lot of time left in the game. And when I'm saying not a lot of time left, 1:49 left in regulation. The Saints, with the score tied, had the ball, 3rd and 10 at the Rams' 13-yard line. So imagine that. They're knocking on the door, let me cut to the chase, of scoring. Saints quarterback Drew Brees threw the ball for wide receiver Tyquan Lewis, but Rams corner Nickel Robbie Coleman scrambled over and covered it. But he slammed into him before the ball got there. I mean, and slammed into him. You see that replay and you're like, whoa, his back teeth practically came out. So the Saints settled for a field goal. The Rams drove for a tying field goal in the final seconds to send into overtime. And then Greg Zuerlein's 57-yarder that I mentioned won it 26-23. Saints coach Sean Payton furious. He said the league admitted the refs blew the call. And, Coleman even confessed to the penalty after the game, because certainly he could see it. It's brutal. Again, did they get screwed? They did. Did they get job screwed? Whatever word you want to use. But I don't want to take anything away from the Rams either, because they played so well to get there. But I love it. I love this. I love the signs that are cropping up now all over. Saints got robbed. NFL blew it. BLEAUX. And for all you in New Orleans listening, I know we got a big crowd out there listening in New Orleans. I feel you, because I thought New Orleans was going to do it. I did. This was going to be Drew Brees and Tom Brady, and now it's not going to be it. Hey, speaking of that knock, 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 coming up next, we will go into the man cave. But for now, let's move in a different direction. This one comes to us from Topper. I was thinking it was like Topher Grace, but it's Topper. Topper Smith, he says his whole name. And Topper says, Kate, I'm wondering, when you look around and you're so in the captain's chair, it has to be astonishing to you some of the stupid things that people do in the name of standing up. I don't get it. I don't get what's happening with the government shutdown. I don't get what's happening with the IRS, with hundreds of employees missing work, and that certainly could hurt tax refund processes. People who work for really not much money, let's face it, they're getting a refund, they're counting on that refund, and who knows if they'll get it on time. I mean, well said, who knows if they'll get it on time. It is unacceptable for Coast Guard, for prison workers, for IRS workers, obviously. So they were ordered back to work to process refunds without pay, but they have permission not to work because of financial hardship. And they think those absences are going to surge because it's a coordinated protest. I mean, why wouldn't they do that? And the answer is they would do that. On to the next. And as we move on to the next, this one is from Alec. And Alec says, wow, I'm looking at the weather, and it is frightening to me in the Midwest, and really what's happening in the East Coast with the freezing rain that's supposed to start tomorrow. I look at what these weather people tell us, and then I multiply that on either side of it, Kate, so when I'm traveling, I understand what that could mean. And I, for one, don't like to be in freezing rain, and that's what they say is going to be on part of the East Coast. And I'm wondering how you handle the weather. I handle it like everybody else. What am I going to do? It's kind of interesting, though. I don't pay massive attention to the weather. So I could easily get caught off guard, be somewhere, and, oh, yeah, the weather guy said it was going to, or woman, said it was going to rain. It was going to be not just drizzle, but it was going to pound me. Maybe I should have paid attention to that, or whatever the weather is that we're talking about. And in January, we get this kind of weather, so it's not shocking, but dealing with it, and especially coming from a warm weather place, which I assume that's the case there, yeah, it's a lot different. Let's put it that way. Of course it is. Of course it's a big difference, right? Absolutely. All right, by the way, one last one. I'm going to throw this in here. If you are traveling, would you be shocked to learn that the budget airlines have the best on-time records? Yes, it's true. So when you book a flight, price is a concern. Don't worry, you'll still get there in time because the record is pretty astonishing. 74, 75% for a lot of them. Stay with us.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We trust the power of artificial intelligence to do a lot for us. Recommend books, movies, find our perfect romantic match, even drive our cars. So why trust your investments to yesterday's technology? With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence technology has been giving traders and investors the advantage they need and better protect them from sudden downturns. Because unlike humans, Vantage Point is able to analyze massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decision at the right time. Our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 86% accuracy. Wouldn't you sleep better knowing your hard-earned capital is protected and growing thanks to Vantage Point? Stack the odds in your favor. Text DEMO to 411-411. That's DEMO to 411-411. We'll send you a link to our free demo so you can kick off the new year in the black with Vantage Point software. Text DEMO to 411-411.
Respect for them. They've been doing it as consistently as any organization in the history of this league. And I've gotten a chance to get to know Coach Belichick a little bit. Had a relationship with Josh McDaniels. Really, we practiced against those guys when I was in Washington early on and kind of have kept in contact with them and their team that you're always watching the way they do things. And you just have so much respect for the way that they've operated over the last handful of years. So it's going to be a great challenge, something that we'll get started on.
Try to execute the plays the way that they've been presented, but there's always an element of adjusting or modified your technique or the way you're doing it based on a certain look or a way the player plays the play and how it unfolds after the snap. We have a pretty experienced group there. Certainly the input that we get from them.
Bill Belichick, the coach of the New England Patriots, and before that, Sean McVay, the young coach for the Los Angeles Rams. They'll square off for the Super Bowl, not this weekend, but the next week, and we will have a Nail the Score special edition, the supersized Super Bowl edition of it in our next week as we get ready for the Super Bowl for fun on Invade the Man Cave. So welcome to Invade the Man Cave. angry Saints fan on the menu. Lots of them, not just one, a plethora of them. In fact, they're filing lawsuits and putting up billboards all over the place, including in Atlanta, because these cats are smart, not just in our hometown, but in Atlanta after a stunning missed call by the officials helped to keep the Saints out of the Super Bowl. They're talking about petitions and boycotts throughout New Orleans. They certainly have filed lawsuits by a couple of attorneys on behalf of Saint fans who want to compel Roger Goodell, the commissioner, to use his power under the NFL rulebook to replay the final 1 minute 49 seconds of regulation of the New Orleans overtime loss to the Rams in Sunday's NFC Championship game. But it's not happening. That's not getting replayed. And I think these billboards are going to be massive. So already I've counted 8 between Atlanta and New Orleans. And it's such a flashpoint. It's such a flashpoint that I think it's going to get even bigger. There was even a bakery selling cookies with the face of referee Bill Vinovich with a red slash through it. I mean, what are you going to do? It's awful. I mean, it is awful. But they're not going to do that rule. I can't imagine. So I want you to just think about this for a second. Yay, Rams move on. They're celebrating. Their fans are celebrating. You're not going back in the Wayback Machine and playing this thing over. It's never been invoked. There is a rule, though. Rule 17, Section 2, Article 1. The NFL commissioner has the sole authority to investigate and take appropriate disciplinary and or corrective measures if any club non-participant interference or calamity happens in an NFL game which the commissioner deems so extraordinarily unfair. So extraordinarily unfair that they can do this again. Oh, can you imagine that? I don't think so. Article 2 says the commissioner won't apply authority in cases of complaints by clubs concerning judgmental errors or routine errors of omission by game officials. Games involving those complaints will continue to stand as completed. Ooh, the shackles, my friends, are up. But it's the Rams and the Patriots. It truly is. And somebody asked me today, I was on a show in Texas, actually, and the host asked me if I thought that was going to be invoked, and I said, are you kidding? It's more likely that I would walk naked to New Jersey. It's not happening. It's not happening. So we've got the AFC and NFC championship game, 2 o'clock Central Time, 3 o'clock Eastern, over the weekend on Sunday. So there still is some football, but don't count on football. I mean, don't count on that really fulfilling your football urge, because I have a feeling you're going to want something else. I'm just saying. And that would be the Super Bowl. And the Super Bowl is the following weekend. Doesn't get much better than that. Absolutely does not. And then there was this crazy story about a former player and what he was ultimately charged with. The NFL looked into it, but thought better of not doing something here. So, and I don't mean the NFL, the cops, of course, do something. The ex-NFL running back who was arrested in a drive-through lane, if I just put that blank out there, who would you fill in? It's a guy I actually dealt with a bunch, Darren McFadden, arrested on a DWI. Fell asleep in a fast food chain's drive-thru. 31 years old, taken into custody after employees reported him. Wow. He's stuck in the drive-through lane, and they had no idea what to do. How about getting the car out of the way so other people don't eat into the profits because they can't get there? That'd be one thing they could do. One thing. All right, this is pretty exciting. The Hall of Fame in baseball announcing who gets in the Hall of Fame. You know, for, there's first-time ballot, amazing guys with amazing teams. And who are the people that are in? Closer Mariano Rivera, of course. Designated hitter Edgar Martinez. Starting pitchers Roy Halladay and Mike Mussina. Newest members of the Baseball Hall of Fame. Rivera became the first player to be unanimously voted into the Hall, appearing on 425 ballots. Woo! That's a lot. And I don't think you can dispute what he added to that team. I mean, in his final year on the ballot, he got 85.4%. So sometimes it's about that. Curt Schilling got 60% of the votes. Roger Clemens, Barry Bonds, the whole steroid accusation stuff. They made a little bit more ground up. They're up from 57.3% to 56.4%. But still a long way to go. Oof. And the late Roy Halladay was a first-round pick. It's so crazy. This is a guy who was so popular. He was lost in the majors, had to go way back down to Class A to rebuild himself as a pitcher, and now he's a Hall of Famer. His family must be incredibly proud. Must be. There was some other news of note, by the way. It's not all NFL, though it certainly seems like it, right? NFL all the time. But how about this? People keep talking about Carmelo Anthony. And they keep talking about where would his real value be. James Harden hopes Carmelo will get an opportunity after the Rockets trade. So far, nothing afoot that I know of. But maybe. Where's the best fit? Where would he go quickly? Boom, 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 boom. And it's wild to think about how close a guy like he has come to being on the right team. He needs the right mentor, in other words, to lift his game up. I hope you have game, and if you do, roll it out whenever you can to deal your own destiny. My new book, you can get it on Amazon.com. Make it count, everybody. Kate Delaney with My America Tonight.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.